Hey guys, it's Mike and Gia. Thank you so much for downloading our catch-up.
On the most tension-filled show we have ever had.
In the, nearly 50 shows that we've done together, I don't think there's been as much tension as there was in the studio this morning.
I thought you were going to say, I don't think I've hated you more. And no. I was like, okay, that's extreme over like the way that you say you know the
but
card
it's
game.
Uno.
But the people of the Central West have decided how it's said, Michael.
Don't you Michael me, okay? It is Uno. There is evidence behind it. Uno is, you know what? It's the, you know, I'm not going to say it. Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
You're going to say the bogan way of saying
no,
it.
No, I wasn't going to say the bogan. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to say it.
Uncouth? The uncouth way of saying it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. A little bit.
My imagination is running wild right now. You're semi like telling me that I'm stacking the votes because I instead of spelling it O-O-N-O phonetically, I spelled it E-W, which is like ew.
You know. When it's supposed to be uno, like the Spanish for one. But yes,
We did come to a decision on how it should be said and how the show will be saying it moving forward.
The show will be saying it. What is this garbage? Also, look, again, this still... The show's over and we're still arguing about this. So I don't think anything has been solved today.
It doesn't seem like
no,
it.
Not at all. We also talked to our weather expert, Gavin Morris, and a school in Melbourne that is actually not doing Mother's Day.
No, they are instead celebrating Appreciation Day or Acknowledgement Day.
They're not exactly great sounding holidays, are they?
To be honest, it kind of sounds like Apology Day or one of those other kind of, you know, important days, like serious days, not like a love-filled family kind of day.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, they're doing it for all the right reasons, but is it a bit too much? That's the debate that we had on the show today.
Exactly. And what you're about to hear now is Gia giving an update with your makeup-free May journey.
Yeah, I am getting right in the thick of this and I'm chatting to all the ladies of the Central West that are getting on board this and they've got some great stuff to say.
Remember, if you want to get involved with makeup-free May, you absolutely can. Get in contact with us, Hit 105.9 Central West on Facebook, on Instagram. But you're going to hear Gia talk with some of the people who have gotten involved now. But thank you for downloading the catch-up. We'll catch you on Monday.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
This is how we do it on R&B Friday, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 20 past 7, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
Day 10, makeup free Monday.
How are you going?
I feel like I'm stranded on an island alone.
Oh my gosh.
No. I mean, it's actually not going so horrible, okay? I am going this whole entire month without wearing makeup at all. That includes for any videos we film, any events I go to.
Any clients we meet, whatever it may be.
They all see me all natural, right? And I mean, everyone who's come and seen my face normal has been very complimentary.
And to your face. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean though. Like, you know, everyone bolsters you up. Yes. They go, oh, but you look beautiful without it. You don't need it. You don't need it, which is lovely. And it's so great to see people, you know, supporting me and jumping on board this through the journey. But there's still something inside of me that I can't explain and I'm trying so hard to understand it as to why I need to wear it. There's something that goes, I want to feel beautiful, I put on makeup.
Right.
And I can't explain where that link comes from. So I've actually been chatting to some of the women that have reached out on our social pages and said that they're keen to jump on board this because you can get involved by doing a day, a week.
It doesn't have to be the month.
No, I've gone extreme. I've gone right to the full end of the spectrum doing the whole month. But you can give it a go for even an hour and just see how
How often are people changing makeup in an hour?
Seriously, that can be quite daunting for some women. The thought of going to work just for an hour makeup free is a lot to take on because a lot of people, when you don't wear it, think you look sick or they think, you know, there's something wrong. And then
pale or whatever it may be.
Yeah, they're like, are you okay? And that instantly feeds that insecurity of, I look horrible without this. But I have been chatting to some women and I found that their answers as to, you know, why they wear makeup and how often they feel the need to wear makeup have been really interesting.
Because of my job, I feel like I constantly have to wear it. And if I don't, I feel really exposed. Obviously, when you go out and see a client, you feel judged without them saying anything. But you still feel it. And I do think that comes back to social media. No one has ever said to me, oh my God, you look disgusting without makeup. But I feel it.
I love makeup. I'm in a habit. I do it every single morning. I get up, have a shower, put on my makeup. So even if I'm not really going anywhere, like I might just be dropping the kids at school. It just helps me feel ready for the day. I feel more confident.
I just feel naked without it. So I feel like I'd be leaving the house without my jeans on, really.
Because I work
Monday through to Sunday, I believe that I need to wear it. I mean, there's probably one or two days where I actually have turned up and forgotten to put my makeup on, and I looked in the mirror and went, oh, God, dear. It's like, can I go home and put my makeup on now? Please, management, please.
So I've challenged all of these ladies to give it a go, whether it's for a day, whether it's for a week, and they're going to report back and let me know how they go and how it feels. And look, if you do want to get involved in it for a day, for a week, for the rest of the month, reach out. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. It's
jumpin'. Destiny's Child, jumpin' on R&B Friday. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to Tony Lay Motor Group.
Earlier this week, a story hit our desks about a certain game and just clarified some of the house rules. Specifically, no draw fours on draw fours. We are, of course, talking Uno.
Or Uno.
It did, of course, spark this debate. No. Explain why you think Uno is the way to say it.
Because Uno means one, and the aim of the game is to get down to one card, and then Uno. Uno dos tres.
Okay. Whereas because we speak English, and the correct English pronunciation is Uno, due to the fact that the vowel is followed by a consonant, followed by another vowel, which makes that first vowel sound like a U, not a U.
Okay, we're going to have to go to a poll on
this
later on.
I think we need to get an English expert on the show.
Is Spanish.
Okay, a language expert. Fine. I'm going to put it out there. Mike.
What?
If your name is spelled M-I-K-E, it's got a vowel, then a consonant, and then a vowel. It's Mike, not Mike.
Okay. Here's the thing. Uno is Spanish for one.
But we're not Spanish.
But when you get down to one card, you yell Uno.
That's not Spanish.
I don't care. It's where the game is. It's why... I'm getting so angry.
We're going to put this to the people. We want you to decide, how is it said, Uno or Uno? However you decide it should be said is how we're going to say it for the rest of our lives.
Well, no, I'm not going to agree to that because I know I'm right.
Yes, you will. Verbal contract right here. You will say however the people want to decide it said on 13, 12, 16.
Prizes up for grabs for those who get involved on 13, 12, 16.
Vote. Is it Uno or Uno?
It's totally Uno. It's R&B Friday as well. Arrested Development, people every day. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia on R&B Friday. It's 7:50 thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
And we are letting the people of the Central West decide, is it Uno or is it Uno?
Yes, because it's obviously Uno. It's obviously Uno.
Is it, though?
The reasoning behind it is more sound.
Oh, because it's Spanish, Uno, dos, tres, and one, and blah, blah, and blah. But we're not Spanish. And the game itself was made in America, so it's not Spanish.
Do you order a quesadilla when you go to Zambrero's or whatever? Or do you order a quesadilla?
Do you say Mike when you say your name?
No one says Mike.
No, they say Mike because there is a vowel after the letter that follows the I.
There is so much tension in the studio right now.
So we're putting it out there on 13, 12, 16 and on the Hit Central West Facebook page and Instagram page. We've had a lot of comments coming through.
Hit me.
Deb has said, I am completely aware it's meant to be Uno, but it's definitely Uno.
Okay, Deb is obviously aware that it is correct then, but obviously has made a choice. I'm okay with people saying, with people choosing to go with Uno, but it's more acknowledging that Uno is obviously correct.
Okay, well, Tracy has also said, Uno. I know it's not right, but it's what we all call it.
There we go. See? I'm just saying, it's more stacking up on my end.
Angie has said, Uno. Uno would only be pronounced by weirdos.
Angie sounds like you.
Angie's my soul sister. Yeah, that's actually a fake profile that I've set up just so I can comment and vote on these polls that we do. But we are putting it out there right now, 13, 12, 16, or hit up us on socials.
Yeah, and on 13, 12, 16, we've got Leilani. Leilani, what do you call it? Is it the correct way of Uno or is it the incorrect way of Uno?
Definitely Uno.
Yes, see?
She's been swayed by the way you asked her the question.
No. Leilani has her own free mind. Do you have your reasoning as to why it is Uno?
Because of, the way I've always been taught it and, it's definitely you have to get down to one card, so it just makes sense.
Yeah, because Uno is one for Spanish, yeah.
Look, I still disagree, but Leilani, we will hook you up with a voucher to Orange Temp in Vol.
Oh, thank you so much.
look, we've said whatever the people decide is how we will go forward saying it from here on out.
You've decided.
And we have agreed to it.
I don't know if I agree to it, but anyway.
Well, I can reveal that the correct way, as decided by the Central West, to say the game's name...
What's the percentage?
By 75%.
Oh, my gosh.
It's you know.
Well, then the Central West are wrong. I'm sorry.
No, we are right. It is you know, and you now have to call it you know from here on out.
I am absolutely not going to do that because Uno is the way to say it. The Central West chooses to say you know, but realise that Uno is the correct way.
Okay, well, just know that me and the Central West are completely against you.
Okay, fine, fine. Me, Leilani, and the others are clearly in the right here, so go us. The Black Eyed Peas, My Humps, Hit 105.9. You are getting up with Mike and Gia, 22 minutes past 8.
The countdown to Mother's Day is on, and before 9 o'clock, we are going to be giving away our incredible Pamper Palace for a mother of the Central West.
Yes.
But there is a school in Melbourne that is refusing to acknowledge Mother's Day.
Why? Why? It's Mother's Day. How is that controversial?
Well, apparently they're renaming Mother's Day, or the day that they celebrate it at school. You know how ahead of Mother's Day, when you're at school, you'd always have a morning tea where, you know, mums can come along and they do a big morning tea, or they do stalls.
Usually
and
on
stuff.
The Friday before, because, you know, Mother's Day is always on a Sunday.
Exactly. Well, they are naming that Friday Acknowledgement Day.
Okay.
And they're having stalls on that day that, instead of being called Mother's Day stalls, are going to be called Appreciation Stalls.
But again, why?
Well, it's all in a bid to try to reduce the potential of offending families that are non-traditional in their makeup.
Right.
For example, kids that maybe don't have a mum.
Yep.
Or kids that are brought up by their grandparents, even.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I know I was brought up by my dad mostly throughout my schooling career. But
schooling career, schooling life.
They call it schooling
career.
Do they
say called schooling career?
Yes,
okay,
they
I just
do.
Thought that's weird. Anyway.
Look, the school's principal made the announcement in the newsletter, apparently after consultation with the school's council, some families and students, and they're all for changing it to Acknowledgement Day and holding appreciation stalls. Apparently, they have actually apologised for offending in the past by saying it's Mother's Day, because they think that kids that might not have a mum in their life or present at the moment will be offended by it.
I think, look, I'm all for inclusion, obviously. Like, that goes without saying. But I think it's not like we don't have Father's Day as well.
There's a balance, isn't there?
There is a balance. There's absolutely a balance. And I'm sympathetic to those who don't have a mum in their life, whether they're no longer around or whatever it may be. And even, like, kids who are brought up by grandparents or kids who have two dads or whatever it may be.
Well, that's it. They are saying that they're going to do the exact same thing with Father's Day later on in the year. They're just going to call it Second Acknowledgement Day.
I know.
And I think it's a little bit PC for my liking. I think it's just political correctness kind of gone mad.
Oh, no.
Because, I mean, as you said, there is a Mother's Day. There is also a Father's Day.
There is equal days. Mothers get the same amount of days as fathers in the year in terms of presents and celebrations and so forth.
Just like birthdays.
Yeah.
Like, if you celebrate someone's birthday, that does in no way diminish the fact that it's not somebody else's birthday.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if you celebrate Mother's Day, that in no way diminishes the fathers that are out there, or the grandparents, or any other people that have a role in a child's life.
Yeah.
But it does celebrate the mums just for that one day, just like with the fathers later on in the year. They have one day, and you can choose to acknowledge it and celebrate it, or you can choose not to. But with the fact that they're fully removing that option to do so,
it's a bit weird, yeah.
And I know that they're still doing things. They're not exactly going, this doesn't exist, we won't talk about it ever.
No.
But I just think it's a bit much.
Like, there's a way to include people, and then there's just the wrong way to do it. I mean, the upside for Father's Day, especially when it happens in September, it's close to the end of football season. So, you know, Father's Day have more stuff to do around that time. So
but they're not celebrating Father's Day. They're celebrating Acknowledgement Day.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
What if the mums like the NRL, Mike? What if the grandparents like the NRL? See, it just leads down a path, doesn't it? Of just being a little bit over the top. A bit of OTT, in my opinion.
A little bit.
Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 8:41. And joining us on the line, our weather expert, Gavin Morris. Gavin, it's getting quite cold now. Apparently there might be some snow at the top of Mount Kinobolas this weekend.
Yeah, I think there's a real good chance of that. I mean, this upper-level cold pool is quite significant. That'll be coming through this afternoon and throughout the day, so cloud increasing and some showers developing with that. And when those cold pools come in over the top, sometimes they produce, you know, snow flurries, a little bit of sleet, a little bit of snow. And sometimes if there's enough development there that you get this little, you know, tic-tac size hail sometimes from some of the storms if they build up enough. It's probably not quite there to produce that, but it's certainly a very typical cold pool that comes in off the Southern Ocean. They literally fly off Antarctica, so it's cold polar air, and that comes in right across central New South Wales. And once it hits the mountains and the tablelands, we really, really notice it because we've got a little bit of elevation. So temperatures are going to be very, very cold later on this afternoon. Into this evening, that's when we'll really notice it. If you're out and about or if you're going to restaurants or dinner, you watch in between the restaurant or the pub or the car, you know, it's going to be really, really cold. So get prepared for that. And that's when I think we may see some snow flurries and then obviously very cold conditions for the up and coming weekend.
And so does that spell a little bit of a set in for the cool period for us now, or do we have a little bit more warmth coming our way before winter fully sets?
Look, yeah, it's going to try to warm up, but across the tableland, it's not going to be that warm. We've got a long run of teen days now, so you know, very cold over the weekend. Tomorrow, we've only got tops of about 9 degrees, so we're really feeling it, and there's a wind chill factor. It will calm down the wind. The worst the winds will be this afternoon, tonight, then it'll settle a little bit, but again, across the tablelands, we'll feel that. So there's going to be a bit of a wind chill factor in there. Then 14 for Mother's Day is going to be a very cold Mother's Day morning, a really nice morning for Mum to sleep in and enjoy remaining in the sheets under the doona, keeping as warm for as long as you can. And therefore, you know, get the family into gear and tell them that you bring breakfast and you want a hot one as well. And then in the afternoon, it'll be warming up to about 14 is at best on Mother's Day. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be lovely. Beautiful conditions, but it is going to be clear and really, really quite cold. And then we'll see the temperatures try to climb in the mid to high teens as we move through next week. So we're looking at 17s, 18s and more dry weather and relatively clear nights. So that means that we're going to see more very frosty starts to the day, very cold conditions during the early hours or just before sunrise.
Well, we are going to bulk up and get all the layers on and get the blankets and all that sort of stuff and bunker down, especially tonight.
A good little tip from Gab. It sounds like you should get your mum Ugg boots for Mother's Day if you haven't already.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Gavin Morris, our weather expert, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Enjoy. Get out there and chop some wood. Keep the fire cranking and the heaters ready to roll over the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.